Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. As we try to get back into the groove of things and get the shows going as regularly as possible. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. And if you're not there, just remember, as long as you stay on the field, as long as you stay in the game, you can win. But as soon as you leave the field, you lose your opportunity to compete and to also be a producer in this game. I guess we'll call it the game of life. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about basically the words to a song that I recently heard. And the words really kind of moved me. And the words to the song, it wasn't really the words to the song that actually moved me. It was really the title. And I thought that the title was a pretty provocative title considering the world we live in and the times we live in. The name of the song was All You Have Is Your Soul. And I thought that that was a really strong statement. You know, this particular song was a Jamaican or West Indian song, and my brother, basically, we call each other brothers, he had allowed me to borrow his iPod. I plugged his iPod into my motorcycle, because I love to listen to, you know, different types of music as I ride down the highways and byways of this great United States. And I was on I-95 on the East Coast riding on my Victory Vision, which, of course, is a very beautiful bike. And I'm riding, and this song comes on, and the song is All You Have Is Your Soul. You know, and the words were playing, and I have to admit, I heard the words, but the title was more intriguing to me than the song itself. And the reason that the title was more intriguing to me than the song itself is because on countless occasions, I, as I'm sure many of you, meet people that do things that are just so contradictory of right, that are just so unjust, you know, that are just so wrong on so many levels, that when you think about those people or when you hear words like that, or, you know, you kind of think to yourself, I wonder if these people have a soul. You know, I wonder if they actually do care about anybody but themselves. If you believe in a higher power, do these people believe in that same higher power? And do they believe that, you know, their day of reckoning is ever going to come? If justice is ever truly going to prevail to them? And I know if many of you are like me, you wonder on a regular basis, just is there really ever going to be an atonement for the things that these people do? So again, the name of the song was All You Have Is a Soul. And again, the name to this song that I was listening to, I just thought that it was really pretty funny. Again, the words that were used and the tempo that was played in the song. Because again, like I was saying, we live in a world where it seems like very few people have a heart. So a soul is kind of unthinkable, since you consider that a soul is something that is supposed to be pure in a person. And these people that do a lot of evil and vindictive and hateful things, you know, for their own gain, you know, you just wonder, is that if they have a soul with their actions, that soul must be extremely tainted, or it's just not there. You know, and it's not there because these are people that have the love of money, the love of status, the love of power and material things. And to them, those things are more important than anything on earth. Now, you know, a lot of people say that we live in desperate times, that we live in times where, you know, the world is changing around us. Well, you know, the more that I hear that, and the more that I listen to that particular, you know, mantra or statement that a lot of people use, I think to myself that I don't really think that the world has changed. You know, I'm not saying that there haven't been changes. I'm not saying that technology hasn't, you know, created things that were never there before. I'm not saying that because we know so much, you know, we're so intelligent, or in some cases, because we know so much, we're so stupid because we miss the simple things in life that used to bring joy because we're so busy trying to get the next bobble or trying to get the next toy or trying to one-up the next person that we have really lost a lot of different things. But anyway, going back to history, I believe that the only thing that's really changed in our lifetime is that we're able to detect the truth. We're able to find those people that do stuff wrong quicker than we used to. You know, we're a little bit more educated to the tells that evil people have a tendency to use as they do their mistress and as they do the things that are really not productive to a world where people can live together in harmony or at one. But again, I just think that we're better at detecting it. We're better at discovering these, as Mr. Bush would say, these evil doers. Yeah, I thought that was pretty silly when he said it too. But anyway, that's what these people are. They're evil doers. They're wicked. They're people that have no conscience. They're people that have done wrong so long that it's natural for them. They don't see a problem in it. They only see a problem in the wrong that they do if somebody tries to do that same wrong to them. They use tools like a weapon instead of tools that would build and construct and help people to grow and develop. You know, except their tools are deceit. Their tools are not telling the whole truth. Their tools are masking the real problem and replacing it with another problem and allowing people to suffer from the tricks that they've put in place or the manipulation that they've done in their time frames. You know, these people are really interesting. And again, as I was saying, I believe that we as a people are quicker to see the wrong that people do, but I think we're also a lot less likely to see those people that are professional tricksters, those people who that manipulate other people and get them to do things that they wouldn't normally do, or get, you know, them to believe that a particular thing is going to happen and lull them into a false sense of responsibility. No, I just think that's really interesting. And the funny thing is that these true tricksters, these true professional and evil people, have a tendency to not only go undetected, and I don't mean that they don't that they don't one day get caught. They get caught, but they seem to be able to stay under the radar and go undetected for longer periods of time than any other group. These people are the ones that have really given up their soul. They are people who believe that they are better than you and I. Again, these are the tricksters. They are people that believe that they are better than you and I. These are the people who believe that the only person that matters is you, and the only person that they're thankful for is themselves. These are the people who believe that you should be thankful because they allow you to stay in the same space as them. These are people that think that they're better than you because they have a higher education. However, they have the morals of a rock. A rock probably has more morals and more fiber and more character than these people. These are the people who believe that a title means something, you know, other than that it's a position in a particular company or a job. These are people that we'll constantly hear say, well, you need to understand my position in the company. Well, you need to respect me because I'm a vice president, a president, a director, whatever it is that their title is, you know. These are the people that are into more positional leadership, and they rule not by respect, but these are the people that rule by fear because they've got the people around them so scared to act that they don't understand why these people don't give them everything or drop to their knees to help them. You know, these are the people that are constantly micromanaging and constantly trying to control something. These are the people that belittle you in public and don't even praise you in private. These are the people that if you can't help them, they have no use for you. These are not givers. These are takers. These are people that take, 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 and then when you have no more to take, they look at you like a tube of toothpaste, and they squeeze every bit of substance they can out of you, and then they just discard you. They just act like you don't exist, like you don't matter, like you're not important, like you're not a sentient being just like they are, because you don't have their education or you don't have their particular skill set. These are the people that don't judge you for who you are, but they judge you for who they believe you are to be. And from there, you can never elevate yourself unless you lower yourself to these individuals. These are the people who, again, elevate their friends, partners, and pals to a certain level that they couldn't sustain on their own. These are the people that take care of those that shouldn't be taken care of, yet will allow you to fall on your sword when all they had to do was let you know that the tip was pointing up and you were walking in that direction. Again, these are the people who do not understand, not because they don't understand, but because they choose to not understand. These people choose to not understand that the price that they want others to pay is way, way too high. They don't understand that because they're here does not mean that you are supposed to bow down to them. So I ask you, Blog Talk, I ask you, those that are listening, all you have is a soul. Well, I hope you still have your soul, because many people have traded their souls for nothing. Many people have given their lives for something called the almighty dollar, only to find out that in the end, the only thing that they have is the almighty dollar. These are people who buy your love and buy your attention, and then when they run out of money, they find themselves alone. They find themselves desperate. These are the people that look in the mirror and don't see the fat hanging from themselves, but have forced themselves to see a picture that's not true. They say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And when they look back, they see a beautiful or gorgeous individual or a handsome individual, not seeing the true evil, sinister, festered and diseased person that they've become, maybe not on the outside, but on the inside. These people are the people that should be, in my mind, eradicated from the world because they have nothing to give or to share with anyone that is of any use to anyone but themselves. It is an amazing and wonderful world, ladies and gentlemen. If you'll only open your eyes to experience it, the experiences will never stop to amaze you and to be a fascinating experience. Understand that those people that do not have a soul, those people who do not give of their hearts, those people who are takers on every level and who see themselves as special even though they are the probably least special people in the world, they in some cases are the people in control. They, in some cases, are the people who have elevated themselves to a certain level. Understand that even though they may be superior to you in rank or position, they are not superior to you as human beings. They are not superior to you in the eyes of the Almighty, and they should not be superior to you in your eyes on any level. They rate no more respect than any other human being. They rate no more consideration than any other human being. And they rate no more time than any other human being. Understand that a salary and a piece of paper does not justify whether you're going to be a good person or a bad person, whether you are a good person or a bad person. The things that justify you are your actions, and it's not your actions on any one given day. It is your actions on every given day. It is the things that you say in your heart and also the things that you say in your mind. It is the things that you do in your heart and also the things that you do in your mind. There's an old saying in one of the biblical terms, and actually it's in most of them, and it says, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. Well, it's the same thing. If you're thinking evil, then guess what? You've got evil on your mind. And that means if you think it, it's the same as if you did it. And a lot of people just don't quite understand that particular mantra. A lot of people who claim to be one thing, their actions show on a regular basis that they are totally something else. Don't give up your soul. Don't give up your heart. Don't give up your principles. Understand that you only have one soul. And once you lose it, you've lost it forever. Because nobody can give it back to you. And once it's been taken for a reason. We are all here for a reason. We are all here for a purpose. We all, again, have many gifts to give. Give them. Understand that you can't take them with you, just like money. Understand that the little things that you do do matter. Understand that attitude is everything, and your action shows in your attitude, too. Understand that we all need to use the moment, and we need to use it to the best of our ability. Everything starts with a small step, and that small step, again, is up to you. There is no such thing as failure. However, if you plan to hurt other people, if you plan to set people up to fail, then guess what? Failure will come your way. Why? Because you're not helping people to grow and develop. You're not doing the things to build success in your life and helping those people to take from their failures the knowledge that's going to bring them success. Also, habits are power. Habits are not only power. Habits are also damnation. And why are habits damnation? Because if you have bad habits and you don't change them, then you're the one sending your, let's say, ever-loving and mortal soul into harm's way. Why? Because you're not taking advantage of what you need to take advantage of. You're not using the tools that you have to do great and powerful things. Also, keep remembering that you are always learning. Every time that somebody does you good and every time somebody does you wrong is the opportunity for you to learn. It's the opportunity for you to be thankful for that experience and take that experience to the next level so that you can become better than you are. Make your dreams come true. Making your dreams come true is totally and again, totally and again, totally up to you. If you do the things that you need to do and you keep focus, you pay attention to the little things, and you not just ignore the little things and not just ignore the big things, but understand that each little thing will help you to get to the big things. Think of it like a snowball. A snowball starts as a very tiny thing, and as it rolls down the hill, what does it do? It picks up more and more snow. As it picks up snow, it also picks up momentum. It rolls faster and faster and faster, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, so do problems. So do things that do not serve you. So do things that do not help you to move forward in your life. So, if you're going to have a snowball in your life, let it be a positive snowball. And when that snowball hits, let it hit with so much speed, so much force, and so much success that the success and the power and the force that comes from your snowball bleeds over and brings happiness, joy, and fulfillment not only to your life, but the lives of those that you experience and those that you work with and those that you have the opportunity to bless with your presence as they bless you with theirs. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the world is about giving. For those of you that don't understand that, and for those of you that are just so perfect that life should just stop and bathe in your greatness, understand that life will long outlive you. And understand that what you leave will either be a legacy or it will be a curse. You can have a life that is fulfilling, or you can have a life that's full of things that will waste away. With each day and each breath, you have the opportunity to do great and fantastic things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a soul, use it. If you have a heart, use it. If you can help somebody, please do. Understand that money nor power is everything. Understand that what you have in your heart is eternal, and you will live eternal, not only in this life, but in the lives of others if you help others, because they will keep you alive, not only in their hearts, but in their minds. With that blog talk, I am going to sign off. Yes, we're going to sign off a little early today, but I hope that the show and the information given to you was worth hearing. If you're a leader, supervisor, manager, president, vice president, executive, grandmaster, whatever it is that your title is, understand that if you truly want to lead people, you have to gain their respect, and you also need to gain their trust. And once you gain their trust and respect, understand that at any time, at any moment that you violate that, you have lost that trust, that respect, and that homage forever. And trust me, that respect can save your life or it can damn you. It can help them to help you, or it can make it so that they become the person trying to condemn you and trying to bring you down. There's always going to be more of them than there are of you. Keep that in mind, and there's always a chance that you can win. Help as many people as you can and do as much as you can to help as many people as you can, and do it the right way. If you need to do something, explain yourself. Don't violate a trust. Don't violate a friendship, because, again, it may take you a lifetime to build, but it only takes you seconds to destroy. And with that blog talk, again, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Please check out not only our blog, but also check us out on Facebook, and also, if you get a chance, take a moment and text Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, to 90210. Again, that's Zurian to 90210. You'll get a copy of my digital business card. If we can help you, or you would like to get one of those digital business cards yourself, text us, send us an email, and we'll go from there. We'll see what we can do to hook you up. Is there a fee? Yes, nothing is free. However, it's worth it, and you're worth it. Again, with that, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, and have a great and wonderful day and life.